16,000 IBM employees have been charmed by Beehive, the company's own social collaboration website. In this episode of Celebrate Software Research, two members of the Collaborative User Experience Group talk about the project that is turning IBM into a great neighborhood.
I'm Joan D'Amico, one of the researchers on the Beehive team. The Beehive project is looking at social networking and how we can bring that inside the enterprise in a more social way and seeing what happens when we do that. One of the traditions or trends in our group has been to think about when you bring technology from the outside internet into the enterprise, how it fundamentally changes the way users interact with it. So Dogear was bringing in the idea of social bookmarking, which existed on a site called Delicious. In contrast with Facebook, what Beehive is doing is bringing social networking into our safer environment of the intranet, where you can trust who is looking at your content. Also, everyone who visits Beehive has logged in and is identified. When you comment, your true identity is listed there, so people are more accountable for what they're saying. In the summer of 2007, we had a private beta where we invited the people we knew in research and our different funding groups around IBM. And so it was a couple hundred users who were social software enthusiasts. Now today, it's about 6 to 8 months later, we have 16,000 users on the site, so it's covering every division of IBM, and it's a much broader spectrum. The behavior of the users changes over time, and certain pockets of users use the site in different ways. Some people emphasize entering information into their profile that generally describes them. Other people emphasize making our top five lists or our high fives, where they can comment on things and get into discussions and brainstorms on the site. So I think it depends a lot on the user, and as we get more users and more communities joining, we're seeing lots of different behavior.
I'm Werner Geyer. I'm a research scientist here in Cambridge in the Collaborative User Experience Group. The content that we see in Beehive is sort of mixed, and that was what we had originally intended. So people share personal but also professional information in there, and that's the kind of mixture that really helps to connect people, sort of like the virtual water cooler, where people, you know, they talk about vacation on the site, but they also share photos that are vacation photos. But you also see photos that are about events that they have that are professional related, or they share family photos. Users express a side of themselves that they cannot see anywhere else within IBM. So you get a unique perspective at the people who you work with. And that has potentially a lot of benefits. You know, it might increase team cohesion and team efficiency. There's a lot of anecdotes. One that comes to my mind is that the person posted in our forum that she is actually using Beehive to find herself a mentor in IBM because, you know, it really helps her understand who these people are and how approachable they are.
Bob Moffitt, who reports to Sam Palmisano, is a very active user on the site. He is interacting with a lot of people all over the site, and so a lot of people are saying how they're finding that wonderful, that they're able to interact with someone, you know, a senior level VP of IBM. They're able to interact with him over Beehive and essentially meet him for the first time and get into a personal interaction with someone that they otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to have an interaction with.
There's always challenges. Of course, we had to get funding for the project. The project was funded last year by Lotus and by the CIO office. But once that was in place, we started working on the project. One of the challenges certainly was that our team had not before implemented a Web 2.0 application. So there was a huge learning curve in the beginning. But, you know, we mastered that. And we released the first version of it 3 months later after we completed the design. Another challenge that we certainly had later in the project is when we released it on tap in September last year. We weren't expecting the huge uptake. I think it was about 1,000 users joining that week after we released it, and the server was not really ready for that, so we had to really work on scalability, performance, and so on. The technologies that we use are standard J2E technology, so we're using databases in the back end, we're using JavaScript on the front end. We're basically working also with the Lotus Connections team and the CIO office who actually help make this happen.
And one of the wonderful things that's happening as the community grows is that members of the community are volunteering to contribute to our programming, to the development.
Yes.
So that's been fun to see where they can bring their creativity in. I was on a panel with some other companies that are in this space, and Lockheed Martin was another company that's building their own technologies inside, but they're at the stage of deploying things like dog ear and blogging. They weren't ready to push the socializing piece of it. And the other companies on the panel were emphasizing more that they were using social networking tools to reach out to their customers as a way of marketing their products, basically, which I think can be useful, but it's a very different approach than Beehive.
We would like to see every IBMer be on Beehive. We had originally set a goal for ourselves for 2008 of 50,000 users. I think we're going to make that with the current rate at which we are growing.
IBM. Celebrate. Software. Research.